if somebody's having a hard day, give yourself permission to let go. Give yourself permission to do whatever you need to do. Yeah. Sometimes I tell people, I see them so tight with so much they hold on to. I'm like, do me a favor, on the way home, get in your car and scream at the top of your lungs. Let it out.
Yeah.
Just, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be frustrated. Mm-hmm. But acknowledge it and let it go.
Yeah.
Why hold it? Who's mm-hmm. it hurting?
And welcome to Curious Ones podcast by Andara. I'm Yael Ginsberg, the host of the podcast, a yoga and meditation teacher and philosophy lover. Each week you will hear eye-opening interviews with the different teachers of the Andara Yoga Institute, located in beautiful Baja, Mexico, along with other teachers that pass through here. This life-changing knowledge shared through authentic, heartfelt communication will help you live a happier, more fulfilled, and connected life. Let's dive in. I'm so excited to have my guest today, Nina Yeager. Nina is here leading a retreat at Yandara in the last few days, and I love what Nina brought into the place. It's so different than what we see usually for the yoga community in, you know, the Instagram age. And it's really refreshing. Nina practices with over 50 yogis. And she also has a background in Ayurveda and Reiki and many different styles. But I'll let her introduce herself. So welcome to the podcast, Nina.
Thank you for having me.
Nina, I would love to start by hearing a little bit about your process and your journey to becoming a yoga teacher, because I know that you did your training at 48, and I would love to hear how you got there.
Okay, so trying to make a long story short, I had an aneurysm at the age of 9, was told I would never make it, lost all my reading and writing ability. Wow. And the doctors at that time had not the technology that they have today with the CTs, the MRIs, so forth. So by the time I was able to be transported for the very first CAT scan, it was already self-healed. So they literally call it a miracle, and wow. I live with 2.5 inches of scar tissue in the back of my neck. In the process, due to the, inadequacy of knowledge for what was happening at that time, they limited me from everything, all activities, all sports. I wasn't able to participate in PE or anything. So the only thing I was able to do is watch this woman, Lillian, on TV, who would tie herself up into a pretzel. And I thought she was super cool. So I would just sit in front of the TV at that time and just practice some of the things, not even understanding really what I was doing. I just thought she was this great contortionist that would, you know, make me breathe and make me sit and do all these things. And then somewhere along the line, that was lost. You know, as life goes on and you're a child, I kind of lost it and rediscovered it again after I had children. I had a girlfriend who taught yoga. So I started taking classes from her, and it just brought that peace back within inside me. And I always wanted to go for my training, but unfortunately I did not have a supportive partner at the time. So I went through a horrible divorce or separation, and in that process I decided it was time for me. So I was 48,
wow.
Took a big bold step and said, I'm going to go for it. So did a lot of research, visited a few yoga places, you know, as a weekend retreat type thing, and nothing felt right. And then I started reading and discovered Yandara and said, I'm going to give this one a try. Mm-hmm. Who could go wrong? Desert, yeah. Beach, my kind of place. So after doing my research, I came down here. I took my 200 hours. I was so fortunate to have Christopher as the lead instructor, Amber, Allison, Mercy, Shiva Das. I mean,
yeah.
They're all still here. They're absolutely amazing, right? Mm-hmm. So, and Saravati, mm-hmm. and Amber. And from there, I went home with my 200 hour, but I felt still, I wasn't ready. So I came back for my 300 hour. I think it was about 4 years later, at the age of 52.
52, yeah, wow.
And started the 300 hours, just mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have your 200 hour, that's bravo. But if you are really interested in pursuing this further, the 300 hour instruction is eye-opening. They teach such an amazing course, and the way they do it in the modules, and what you get to choose to study, and then the principles of what we have to study, is just a beautiful combination. And so this place has become, when I left after my 300, I was just in tears. I was crying. It felt like home. Mm-hmm. So, I decided one day I would, and I came here during the 200 hours, sat on the beach, and my intention was, if I was fortunate enough to be able to feel secure enough to teach, I would teach to a 50 and older group. Mm-hmm. I would study the 50 and older group. So I pursued that. I worked in assisted living and memory care. They did not understand what I was doing, but they followed my directions, and it made a huge difference. And I saw the impact. Mm-hmm. So then along the way, I found myself relocating into a 55-plus retirement community to help my mother-in-law. And lo and behold, my mother moved in. And the next thing I knew, it's a Del Webb Sun City community, and I went up and said, hey, this is what I do. Are you interested? And they said, absolutely. And here I am.
Wow.
Sharing my heart, my experience. And I thought this place was, I mean, you have everything. You've got the pool, you've got the beach, you've got, you've got going into town, you've got the studios. So we have just tried to take everything we have to offer and bring it here.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is not a paid advertisement.
I know. Oh, no. I'm sorry. You're right. I should not.
No, but thank you. That's beautiful, because it's coming from your heart. It wasn't solicited, is what I mean. I love to hear that it's kind of like a full circle for you, because you did your first training and then your second training, and you know, and now you're here leading a group of women. I would love to hear a little bit about kind of, well, so much I would love to hear about in that, but that moment where you're 48 doing something else, right? I'm sure you were working at something before
I was an advertising director for two newspapers.
Mm-hmm. And the moment that you kind of knew that you have to make a change, and honestly, I think it takes a lot of courage to do it at that age, because I feel like people who are older feel like, okay, what now? I'm going to do this now. It's too late. I've already missed my time. And I completely agree with you that of course you can make these changes at any point of your life, but I would love to hear about what it was, your experience in that moment to really get the courage to do it.
I just, I needed to, I had to. And when I arrived here, I looked around and there, I mean, it was really cute. There were a couple girls who were 18, 19, you know, most of everybody was in their early 20s. And I was like, am I going to make this? But being here at Yandara is just one big, huge, supportive family. So it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. We all learn from each other. And I'm still connected with those young girls this day.
Wow.
Yeah. We have I have such gratitude for both of my trainings and all the people I've met. And I love keeping track of them and watching how they're growing, and they're having children now. And it's just fascinating.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. And how have you been, or how has it been to take the learnings that you had here and apply it to kind of a different demographic, right? People who have completely different needs.
Oh, absolutely. So that was interesting, you know, because when you come here, you learn technically the philosophies, the proper Sanskrit terms for all the postures, and I can't use any of that in the groups in which I teach in. I could as far as the philosophies, but not literally. I just kind of simplify and get them just to dive inside. If I can get them to start breathing with me, everything changes. Mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest compliment I get, is you've changed my life just through breath.
Wow.
Just through breath. Because a lot of the crowd that I teach to were taught to be chest breathers,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's not benefiting them, especially as we age. Mm-hmm. It's more important to breathe properly as we age, to bring the body back into balance,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
To circulate everything, to really let go through the breath, to really pull in the energy, to understand the breath, to feel the breath, to move with the breath.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's the most important tool you have in your toolbox.
Definitely. Definitely. How do you teach that?
I just demonstrate and have them follow.
Mm-hmm.
I just demonstrate and have them follow. So I'll ask them to close their eyes. I'll ask them to place one hand on their chest, one hand on their belly. I'll have them start down here at the belly.
Mm-hmm.
Expand through the ribs. Fill up that chest. Pause that breath for just a moment. And then exhale, chest, ribs. And really pull that navel in towards the spine. Pause for another second and begin again.
I felt that.
Nice.
Anybody listening, take a moment to do that. Put a hand on the heart, a hand on the belly, and really focus on filling yourself up.
Yeah, full body breath.
Yeah.
Really expand.
It makes such a difference.
Yeah, and I always ask them, if you close your eyes, picture the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Picture the swell of the ocean as it rises and as it falls. Can you rise with it?
Mm.
Can you fall with it?
Yeah. That's beautiful, connecting to the elements through the breath.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And what has been the most surprising thing for you teaching?
The response.
Mm-hmm.
The response. You know, you go into a room and you have no idea who's going to think you're nuts and who's going to go, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever learned. And just even when I teach in the water, I'm having them breathe the entire time. And they go out and they said, nobody's ever taught me how to breathe properly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So my biggest surprise is the response, the spontaneous healings people will have just through their breath.
Mm-hmm.
The way it changes, the way they feel, the way they respond, the way they move.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's beautiful.
Mm. Incredible. If you look back at age 9, when you had this experience, Are you able, from the point of view where you are today, to kind of explain how you healed yourself?
No. This may sound a little bit off the wall, but I remember being in a place kind of in between here and wherever, mm-hmm. and being given a choice.
Wow.
And my mother was widowed at 25 with four girls. I was the oldest,
mm-hmm.
and I felt such a huge responsibility. I had to go back.
Wow.
I had to be there. I knew she would never make it if I didn't.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And I still remember that as clear as day. And the next thing I know, my aunt says I just popped up in the bed and said, I'm hungry.
Oh my goodness.
And all the doctors are like, where'd she come from?
Oh my goodness. Wow. So you had a near-death experience.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Wow. Could you describe that? Was there like a light or a feeling?
There was a feeling. I felt like, I guess, a bird,
mm-hmm.
from above.
Oh, wow.
Just sort of floating in a special place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember any faces or people or even any scenery. Just this feeling of lightness. Just this feeling of, I guess, being elevated to just a special place.
Mm.
And then I don't know who was talking to me or why I thought it was a choice, but it was something I had to make.
Wow.
And here I am.
Thank God for that. Wow, I'm just super fascinated about that. I mean, we hear stories about people who've experienced this, but I think you can't really understand it, even if you go through it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But, you know, it made me not such a great student because I lost all my reading and writing.
Mm-hmm.
I was in fourth grade, so I went into fifth grade with a second grade comprehension, or a 12th grade comprehension, a second grade reading level,
mm-hmm.
and mathematic level. So
12th grade comprehension?
Mm-hmm.
And wow, mm-hmm. really?
Mm-hmm.
What, can you explain that? What do you mean?
So I could sit in a room and understand everybody perfectly. Mm-hmm. But if you put a book in front of me and asked me to read it, I had lost all my ability to really read the words and understand, which made me really insecure throughout school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a horrible student.
Oh.
I was an absolutely horrible student because it was much easier not to do well than to put myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one hurdle I've literally had to overcome in order to become a teacher, you know.
Really? In what way?
Well, you know, now I sing mantras to the two groups. I instruct. I'm out there in front of them, you
yeah.
know. I'm speaking in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I could have done that in high school. Mm-hmm. I did not have the confidence to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to get over myself. I ran two newspapers. I would have to get up and speak, mm-hmm. you know, to present things. And I found that as long as I knew what I was talking about, as long as I felt confident in the knowledge in which I had no problem. The first time yeah. is absolutely terrifying. And I'm like, I've got this.
Yeah.
I've got this. But to sing in front of people, that took a while. And quite frankly, it's kind of funny because I'm like, oh, they're in assisted living. They don't care. So I sort of started practicing on them. And then they would go, oh my God, you have a beautiful voice. Sing more to us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful.
So.
But I love what you said because That is so true. I think knowledge gives us power.
Yes.
And in any situation, not just teaching a yoga class or something like that, in any situation that you kind of are afraid or have this nervousness about it, I think being prepared really makes so much of a difference. And if you know what you're talking about, like what you said, then you feel much more confident to speak about it.
Yeah, it's like selling something, right? If you're passionate about it and you believe in it, you know, you could sell ice to an Eskimo. It's when I get excited about things, I have a hard time containing it within me. I want to talk about it. I want to share it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, even the group I brought here, I'm like, look at the stars. And they're like, you're like a 3-year-old.
Thank God for that as well.
The inner child, right?
Yeah.
That still lives in all of us, regardless of how old we are. Mm-hmm. So I remember as a kid, I sat at the bottom of my grandmother in a rocking chair, and she wasn't feeling very good. And I'm like, Grandma, what's wrong? And she says, oh, you know, the body's starting to go. And I said, well, you know, it's fascinating. What's it feel like to be inside there? She said, the sad part, honey, is the mind is the same. It's the body that breaks down, and it's the mind that has to deal with the acceptance of the body breaking down.
Wow. That's incredible. And you remember it until today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how do you feel that you kind of have that in your mind when you're teaching now people who are in that age?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, even the group I brought here, so many of them know nothing about yoga, right? So there are no retreats that specialize in a 50-plus crowd, and that was my goal to create them.
Yeah.
My goal was to make them feel comfortable. You know, they're like, well, there's not going to be a bunch of, you know, 20, 30-year-olds, are there? And I'm, training, but in our group, no. No. Yeah. So get in your swimsuit.
Yeah.
Forget your makeup.
Yeah.
Forget, who cares about your hair? Mm-hmm. Put it up. Who, you know?
Be comfortable.
Be free. Yeah. Be a child again. Rediscover your inner self. Forget the nonsense.
Yeah. I love that. I love that this is the message that you're sharing with them, because really so much of our world is geared towards young people, that the older people are forgotten. I mean, I haven't heard of a retreat for 50 plus year olds ever. And I love that you created that space for them.
Oh, I love that you guys were accepting in having me come here and bring everybody here. I think it's beautiful. I don't know that all retreat centers would open up the way you guys have. And it's just been beyond any expectation that I had.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Hey, I'm quickly interrupting the episode to extend an invitation. If you are interested in deepening into any of the subjects we talk about on the podcast, we offer many different experiences on our beautiful grounds here in Baja, Mexico. From 9-day modules such as sound healing and yoga nidra, to breath and meditation, as well as 200 or 300-hour yoga teacher trainings, and many different shorter retreats. Check out our website, yandara.com, to see all the information about the different experiences. Let's get back to the episode. So what has been your favorite moment so far? I know you just started a few days ago, but so far...
I would say being in the water,
moving
in the pool. I did not realize that we're the first group to use that pool as an actual tool.
You are, and maybe you can speak a little bit, because you're also guiding in Watsu, which I think is a really interesting practice. So maybe you can explain a little bit about what that is.
Okay, so Watsu is kind of a form of a healing therapy in water. It's almost like having a it's almost like a combination of a rebirthing and a shiatsu massage in the water. So my focus in everything is always your spine. I'm from California, so I consider the base of the spine the Mexico border, and the top of the spine the Washington border. Okay?
Beautiful.
With all these roads leading everywhere, which are your nerve endings, which are your strings, which are your, you know, everything throughout the body connecting. So if your spine's not healthy, your body's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the water, being able to move people, if you can get them to relax and let go, I find the best release, I guess. And maybe it's because it's water, maybe because we're made up of, you know, so much water, and just the combination of the movement through the water with me moving them with my hands and using my hands, and then my ability to find their marma points, or you might consider them pressure points for healing throughout the body, is done underneath the water very gently. Things are moved around very gently underneath the water. And I've seen great response.
Beautiful. So it's a sort of healing modality.
Yes, absolutely.
Through movement.
Through movement.
Yeah. But low impact movement, I guess.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So people who can't, so there's a lot of the 55 plus crowd that has neuropathy, which is nerve damage down in the lower limbs. And they lose the circulation, then they lose the feeling. It feels like they're walking on cushioned feet.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put them in the water and I can get them to move, they're now stimulating the whole entire body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've personally seen improvement in people who have various different illnesses that I work with.
Yeah, that's incredible. I have to try it.
Yes.
Beautiful. And I just think that it's really a blessing to make sure that even when you're older, you take care of your body, you take care of your mind, you do what you need to do in order to stay sharp, stay healthy, stay balanced, and really do things for yourself, right? So many of us kind of devote our lives to others, especially in the older ages. And really the act of doing something for yourself, I think, is just so important. So,
absolutely. I think it's even more important. And I think COVID shined a huge light on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So many people said, oh, like gave them a free pass. I don't need to move anymore. I can sit in front of the TV.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, great. Well, a year later, they try to get out of the chair and move, come yeah. back into the gym, go back into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finding all these issues. You have to move. You have to take care of yourself even more so, I'm finding, past the age of 50.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you're 20, 30, even in your 40s, everything's simple. You know, you get a little, you know, I ran or I strained my hamstring. No big deal. Give it a little rest and you're on your way. It takes much longer for the body to recover as we age. It takes much longer for our cell regeneration to turn over. That's how come I was blessed to be part of Allison's Yin program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the most beautiful things I've brought to the community is teaching Yin.
Really?
Properly.
What do you mean?
I got there and they said, oh, we already have 2 yin classes. So I went to them and I said, no, those are not yin classes.
Okay.
It takes a full 2 minutes for the body to release, right? So they're not whole. They were just going, it was more of a stretch class, right? They were getting into position. They were maybe taking a breath or two and then moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, no, 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 slow it down.
Yeah.
You know, the body has to stop that fight, right?
Yeah.
We have to allow that time. And how do we do that? Through our breath, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So as that breath comes into practice and you sit there and you're in proper alignment, you're completely supported in your poses, mm-hmm. and slowly the body starts to release. And that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
That's where the magic happens.
Definitely. I love Yin so much.
Yeah. So I have a pretty big following up in the community teaching my Yin class, because mm-hmm. they've never been had it introduced in the way I've introduced it to them. Mm-hmm. And of course, Yandara.
Yeah. Wow. So I love that. I love that you have this vision of, you know, bringing practices that aren't very common to where you live and kind of the community that you're active in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that a conscious choice that you make?
That is so Bolo, mm-hmm. who is also a resident here,
yeah.
and teacher, had a really inspiring story where he said, you know, I just finally gave it up and said, hey, I'm open, I'm ready. I thought, hey, if it works for Bolo, I'm headed down to the beach. So I dropped on my knees and I sat down there by that water and I said, hey, this is what I want to do. If you find me worthy, I will be so grateful and I promise to fulfill all that I can. Mm-hmm. And somehow, some way, it has all fallen into place.
I love that, because it really came from kind of this hope to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's beautiful is that you kind of gave it over. You didn't try to force it and make it like be a certain way. You kind of like put a wish out there in the world. I would love to have this as my offering to the world.
Yeah.
Are you going to support me?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could have gone home. I could have come up with a business plan. I could have created a website. I could have done a lot of things to put myself in motion to do the same thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly feel at this point in time in my age that if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and it'll fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
If people come to me, they come to me because they want to come to me. They come to me because I'm holding a beautiful space for them to rediscover themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I do anything special. I think I just hold space for them to allow it to happen,
mm-hmm.
and support them in the process.
I mean, I'm sure you bring a lot of specialness to the room, but I completely understand what you mean, because it's really about just facilitating a space for somebody to have their own experience.
Yeah, it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me.
Yeah.
I mean, I go into the room and all I care about is that they are having the best class they've ever gone to.
Mm-hmm.
That if somebody's having a hard day, give yourself permission to let go. Give yourself permission to do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I tell people, I see them so tight with so much they hold on to. I'm like, do me a favor. On the way home, get in your car and scream at the top of your lungs. Let it out.
Yeah.
Just, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But acknowledge it and let it go.
Yeah.
Why hold it? Who's mm-hmm. it hurting?
Ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, I think all I do is give people permission to do what they kind of already know, but are afraid to do.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like so many of us really know what we want to do, but we have this fear of how will people look at me, you know, like fear of failure, or, you know, like all these different things that stop us. And we really need somebody that believes in us and kind of, I don't know if pushes us, but encourages us to let ourselves show up in a truthful way. And I think a lot of the way that other people do that for us is by showing up themselves.
Yeah.
And by you showing up and doing something and putting yourself out there, it's inspiring to people to see a person do that, and then it kind of inspires them to look at themselves and say to themselves, wait, if she did that, maybe I can do that too.
I had that experience this morning.
Really?
Yeah. One of the instructors who came along with me was leading the yoga class, and she's like, okay, now I want you to go ahead. And I'm like, what? I look up and she's doing something. I go, no. And everybody in the class goes, oh, Nina's not doing it. I'm not doing it. So then they came out after class and they said, that just gave me permission to not do something I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. They said, wow, you know, so it's okay if even I'm up there and demonstrating something, if it doesn't feel right for them to say no.
Yeah.
They said, it made you human. I said, well, I am.
By the way.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't have any antennas, at least not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. I think that's so true. And honestly, that's just an example for life, because so many times we kind of go along with things that we don't really want to do. And by being able to, in a yoga class, say, or not even say, you don't even have to say it out loud, but the teacher is doing something that you don't want to do, you can just not do it. And by practicing doing that in class, I mean, it doesn't, the mindset is really not about, because the reason somebody would do something that they don't want to do is like, they don't want to offend the teacher, or they think that they should be doing that, or kind of like the ego, if somebody else is doing it, I can do it too.
You right, know, like, right.
But being able to really be true to yourself in a yoga class and say, no, that's not for me right now.
Right.
Like maybe tomorrow it would be for me, but right now, no. Kind of strengthens that practice within ourselves to be able to do that in other situations in life. Like maybe if somebody's crossing a boundary with us, or even if something small, like a friend wants us to come to coffee and we just don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and then a lot of times we find ourselves going to that coffee and then resenting it and like not even enjoying it ourselves. But having this permission to say no when we mean no, and knowing that it's not offending, or it shouldn't offend the other person, because it's not about them.
It isn't. It's about you and your own power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So take that power back.
Definitely. Take the power back.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's so true. We give away so much of our power by letting others make decisions for us, or by making decisions according to what we think should be.
It's believe me, it's taken a long time to get here. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to make a shorter path for some.
Yeah, definitely. Tell me about your path to get there.
Oh. Well, like I said, I had gone through a really bad situation, a divorce, and I had a great job, was doing really well at, but I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. I sat down and I'm like, I'm so unhappy.
Yeah.
And I needed to concentrate on me. I had concentrated on everyone else. And I said, what do I want? Mm-hmm. What brings peace within my own body?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the one thing, I think once a yoga seed is planted, I don't care when it's planted.
Mm-hmm.
It will grow.
Yeah.
It will grow. And it's the one thing I just always came back to every single time. And, you know, meditation is a huge practice of mine. And I'm trying to teach others. Meditation does not mean you have to sit in silence with an erect spine.
Right. Okay. What's your form of meditation?
So sometimes I sit like that. Sometimes, but my favorite is chanting. Chanting.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite mantra?
I have three favorite mantras that I do on a regular basis.
Do you like to share?
Sure. One of them is Satanama, Satanama, Satanama. I just keep repeating it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because touching the fingertips?
Yes. Because of the science behind it. So I brought this into memory care. And when I come into memory care and I would do this and they would follow me, not understanding it, it would automatically calm the entire section down. Mm-hmm. And when I walk in, the people who work there said, "Oh, hi, Nina."
They were happy to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. My other one is... the one Dalai Lama says is the only one you need to know, which is Om Mani Padme Hum. Mm-hmm. And my last one, of course, is Ganesha. Mm-hmm. Om Gam Ganapataye Nama Namo. Mm.
Remover of obstacles.
Yes. Yeah. Remover of all obstacles or the placement of an obstacle you must observe, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love this conversation. We're going to move to the closing curiosity questions that I end each episode with.
Okay.
The first one is, what's something that you've changed your mind about?
Satsang.
Mm-hmm.
When I first was introduced, I was like, what is this all about? I'm not sure I can go here.
Sitting and chanting together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have flown to New York to watch Krishna Das. I heard he was just here. I was like, oh.
He was on the podcast.
I know. So I'd say satsang. Mm-hmm. I've really embraced it. It's just a huge part of my life now. My husband is studying the harmonium with Jai Uttal so that he can help lead satsangs with me.
Oh,
and we can bring it into the community.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's an amazing direction. I'm so happy to hear that you're doing that.
Yeah, thank
amazing.
You.
Amazing. What is something you didn't think you could do and you did?
Exactly what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there... Thank goodness for Javier, who is a local masseuse here. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I would make it, you know, through all the training, through everything in a fashion where I felt comfortable enough to be where I am today.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. What gives you hope?
Every day gives me hope. Every person I meet gives me hope.
Mm.
I live with hope in my heart.
Has it always been that way?
No. Mm. No. I think you have to literally, it's a frame of mind. It's an acceptance. It's a surrender.
Yeah. Letting go, I love that.
And it's a mindset.
How do you cultivate that mindset?
I think through the practice of meditation, it just naturally, I mean, I don't know, there's something about meditating on a regular basis that mm-hmm. literally changes, shifts the psyche, mm-hmm. I guess, a bit. And I don't know. I mean, what's there not to love about life, right?
Yeah, by the connecting to the higher self.
Yeah.
through the meditation.
Once you learn to love yourself first. Yeah. Why not love everybody and share it? It just makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to connect with as many people as I can. Mm-hmm. We learn so much from everyone. And I mean, this place is magical because people come from all over the world to study here.
Yeah. That's true. It's very international.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that because they share their different cultures. They share mm-hmm. their different belief systems. They share, you know, I learn as much from my students as I do teaching.
Yeah.
From books.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So.
Beautiful. And last question, what are you curious about right now?
Oh, how things are going to unfold for my group as they return home.
Mm.
Each and every lady I have watched drop into what I call being a Yandarian.
Yes.
And it takes maybe 2-3 days and they come out of their tents and it's like a whole new face.
Yeah. Soft.
Yeah. Relaxed.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious when they go back home how they will take this into their future.
Mm.
How they will unfold.
Beautiful. Let us know.
I will. We plan on coming back.
Amazing, amazing. Is there anything else that's important for you to share?
Oh, just that we just had the most beautiful new moon eclipse. I feel a huge calling. I know there's a huge calling for anybody who is spiritual, anybody who is willing to put themselves out there and help heal the world. We so desperately need it. So this is a magical, magical place. I hope to return here year after year after year. I hope to volunteer here if possible. I just, the more we can come together and stop the judgment, stop any hate, and learn to love one another.
Mm. How can people stay connected with you?
Oh, they can contact me, I guess, through Instagram, Facebook.
Where do you live? Where are you teaching?
I live up in Lincoln Hills, Northern California in the foothills, and I'm teaching at a Del Webb community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful community. Anybody can contact me, though. I do online sometimes privately with people. I'm looking forward to doing more retreats that are geared towards, you know, the 50-plus group. Hopefully take them, you know, lots of fun different places.
Amazing.
But this is home.
Yes. Thank you so much. I loved our conversation, and I hope to see you here again.
You definitely will, and I'm so honored. Thank you.
Now, after this time to nurture your mind and your spirit, we invite you to take a moment to consider others. A kind wish might come to mind. Know that what we learn becomes more valuable when we apply it and share it with others. So share this episode on Instagram stories, tag Yandara and I, or share with a loved one so that more people can benefit from it. Our hope is that the search will lead you home to who you already are, to what was always there. We'll be back next week with more inspiration, honest conversation, and insight into the energetic world around us. Thank you for listening and watching.